For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. A bill allowing the use of cannabis oil for treatment of certain medical conditions is one step from becoming Kentucky law. In this report, Lisa Autry tells us how the oil, extracted from marijuana and hemp plants, is giving a Hopkinsville family hope for their infant daughter.
Six-month-old Clara Gillum was born a healthy 9-pound, 9-ounce baby girl. But at 3 months, her behavior started to baffle her parents, Jerry and Julie Gillum.
She started having what appeared to just be constipation or stomach aches, but her eyes were deviating to the sides, which just isn't, you know, just isn't normal. As a mom, you know when something's a stomach ache, but you just have a stronger feeling that something's not really normal.
There was something more to the strange postures and facial movements. Baby Clara was diagnosed with Aicardi syndrome, a rare disease affecting only 800 people in the U.S. It turned out that Clara was having seizures. Julie Gillum sat in her Hopkinsville home last week, rocking Clara and giving her a bottle. Her contentment was cut short.
She's starting to have a seizure right now. It looks like it will be a mild cluster.
Father Jerry Gillum says doctors have warned the multitude of seizures isn't good on young Clara's body.
And here's the thing. We don't know what her development holds for until we stop the seizures. If we know we don't stop the seizures, then there is no hope for development.
The treatment options are few and risky.
One of the first seizure medicines that they try, you have a 50% chance of impaired vision from that medication. It was hard for me to accept that we're going to possibly take away vision to try to help control seizures. You know, it's just kind of a no-win.
Through some research, Julie Gillum learned the state of Oregon accepted out-of-state patients for treatments involving medical marijuana, so the family headed west. Doctors there extracted cannabis oil from a marijuana plant with only a trace amount of the psychoactive ingredient THC. The oil was administered by drops under Clara's tongue. Over the course of a week, her rate of seizures dropped by 80%.
You know, there's no psychoactive effects. And then you compare it to the side effects of some of these other drugs that she's on that just puts her as a zombie. It's pretty easy to rationalize.
The Gillums returned from Oregon on a mission to change Kentucky law. The family shared their plight with members of the General Assembly. Their story struck a familiar chord with State Senator Julie Denton.
My daughter, who's now 16, had suffered with seizure condition for several years and finally grew out of it.
Denton sponsored cannabis oil legislation in the Senate, where it passed unanimously, even with support from law enforcement. Under Denton's measure, patients could be treated with the oil at the research hospitals at the University of Kentucky and University of Louisville. Kentucky is poised to become the 21st state in the nation to pass a law allowing some form of medical marijuana treatment. But Senator Denton doesn't see cannabis oil as medical marijuana, since it can also be extracted from hemp plants, which Kentucky is on the verge of legally growing for the first time in decades. Regardless, for Julie Gillum, the mother of six-month-old Clara, lawmakers kept her family from possibly becoming medical refugees.
We really did not want to move because we are a blended family. I just had faith that our legislators would do the right thing.
The measure cleared its last legislative hurdle Wednesday, passing unanimously out of the House. Governor Steve Beshear is expected to sign the bill into law. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.